Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Here's a sample of a song called Come and See by Bob Bennett. Hope you can make it to the concert. It's a free concert in Tryon, North Carolina on October 12th. Just go to burtandjoe.com to make reservations. Here it is. Come and see. Well, praise God. I'm so glad you decided to join us today for this edition of The Word Works. We're talking about choices in the walk of faith. Choices in the walk of faith. And you know, we have choices every single day that we have to make when we're walking in faith and believing God. And the Lord gave me five different areas that I needed to check on in my life, just foundational areas when I'm walking in the walk of faith, and those choices I need to make to produce life and not death, according to Deuteronomy chapter 30, which we talked about quite a bit. The first choice we said was choose humility over humiliation. Choose humility over humiliation. And the second choice was choose to stand on His word no matter what happens or how long it takes. I mean, when you, having done all, stand. Stand with the word and stand with the armor of God. And that's something that can be stood on and counted on is God's word. Hallelujah. Because His word is His will. And then number three, we said, choose to look on no one after the flesh, over in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 and 17, because we're new creations in Christ, and we need to see people as the way God sees them and see ourselves as the way God sees us. And finally, we made it over to number four, which was choose to pray and praise. And we said, prayer and praise stop the devil. Amen. So let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning as we get into number four a little bit more. Father God, we thank You for Your word, Your spirit within us, Your hand on us. We thank You for revelation knowledge to flow. We thank You the light will come on, hallelujah, in our spirits and souls and bodies. Praise God, as we get into Your word, we give You all the praise, honor, and glory, and we thank You for revelation knowledge will flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these Your people. We give You all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So we were looking at two scriptures primarily. We were talking about choose to pray and praise, and I want to kind of finish up today on prayer, and we may get into praise a little bit as well. But those two scriptures we said were Jude 20 and 21. Jude has one chapter in it, so we just go by the verses. It reads, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." I think it's important to realize that we can build ourselves up on our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Andy and LaJoyce Schramm sent us, they're Rhema graduates also, and they sent us an article, and it was really cool, dealing with 1 Corinthians 14:4, talking about praying in the Spirit. I want you to turn there if you would. And the first part of that verse says, "He who speaks in a tongue edifies himself." King James has the word italicized, unknown. Who speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but if you prophesy, you edify the church. And that's in 1 Corinthians 14:4. And there was a Dr. Carl Peterson who conducted a study. And he was a brain specialist, and he was doing research between the brain and praying or speaking in tongues. And the article goes on to say he found that as we pray in the Spirit or worship in the Spirit, our heavenly language, the brain releases two chemical secretions that are directed into our immune systems, giving a 35 to 40% boost to the immune system. This promotes healing within our bodies. Amazingly, this secretion triggered from a part of the brain that has no other apparent activity in humans and is only activated by our Spirit-led prayer and worship. I thought that was pretty cool. Thanks, Andy and LaJoyce, for sending us that, because that is so important. That's how we build up ourselves or charge ourselves up like a battery, when you go back to different translations, by praying in the Holy Ghost. And by doing that, verse 21, we emphasized a little bit last time, is you keep yourself in the love of God. And it's so important, because faith works by love. It's so important for us to stay in love. Love never fails. There's no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. All right, let's move on to Romans 8:26, which we started on last time. It says, likewise, the Spirit, Romans 8:26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. It's so important to know that Jesus is praying for you and Holy Spirit is making intercession through you according to the will of God and praying for other people. Isn't that wonderful? So we said last time the Spirit kind of works with us to help untangle the chains of bondage off of people and so that they can enter into the perfect will of God, because you're praying the perfect will of God over them when you pray in the Spirit. Like I said, sometimes I don't know how to pray. For example, if I'm on a trip and I can pray in the Spirit. Joanne and I spent a lot of time praying in the Spirit going out to the east coast of North Carolina this year, and just really spent time interceding for others, but yet building ourselves and charging ourselves up. When we got there, we weren't physically worn out. We were just rejuvenated. And I think that's really important. Those secretions were released, according to that article. And so I thought this was, when you see an ambulance go by, even yesterday, it depends on where you live, but a lot of times you'll have ambulances go by with people in them who are in dire situation, or they're going to get someone. So it's important to pray for the family, pray for the EMT workers, pray for the person being carried. And sometimes I don't know how to pray, so I pray in tongues. I pray in the Spirit because I'm praying God's will over them. Let the Holy Spirit pray through me on that one. I also think it's important to pray in the Spirit before you go out or when you go somewhere, just like Joanne calls it. I think we've called it adventures with God. and basically we're saying, okay, here am I, Lord, send me. So he's sending, but am I going? I like what Joanne says. I think we've said this before on the podcast. He doesn't say, let your mouth run. He says, let your light shine. And that's so important to do that, to let your light shine. But you may not know who you're going to be intersect or come in contact with to be able to pray for. So maybe pray in the Spirit and build yourself up before you get there. And I'm not saying pray in tongues over everybody. That might scare them. But you can pray silently over someone or quietly over someone from a distance. Some people call them stealth prayers. You know, if you ask and you pray for someone and they say no. I've only seen one person, I think, reject Joanne on that when we were approaching someone. And so when we left, we just prayed in the Spirit for them. You can't stop us from praying for you. We're going to pray for you anyway because we love you. I think it's important not to limit God on what he wants to do. And I think praying in the Spirit really kind of takes the limits off of God so that we can move into what he has expected us to be. Romans 9:19 is a very interesting scripture. I'm going to read it from Weymouth translation, one of my favorite translations. It says this, "For all creation, gazing eagerly as if with outstretched neck, is waiting and longing to see the manifestation of the sons of God." You see, God wants to manifest the Son of God through the sons of God and daughters of God. Let me say that again. God wants to manifest the Son of God through the sons of God and the daughters of God. And the way he's going to do that is by you walking in what we might call the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, the Greek word says, like dynamite, walking in that power. And the word says that you'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you'll be witnesses. And it's important for us to know that as believers, we have the Holy Spirit. But what's so really wonderful is that we can be filled to overflowing with that Spirit, and we can minister to people so effectively when we have the Holy Spirit flowing through us and the gifts of the Spirit as the Spirit wills. So it's up to us to be sons and daughters of God, and creation and people are waiting for us to be manifested, those sons of God to be manifested. So we've just touched on praying in the Spirit. I believe maybe down the road we'll get more into it and talk about being filled with the Holy Spirit and how that can be a part of your life, if you're interested. And then we can move on to some other things, maybe on gifts of the Spirit. A lot to teach on. The Word is full of wonderful truths. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your love and your goodness and your kindness. And we thank you, Father, that we choose to pray and praise you, knowing that that stops the enemy in his tracks. And we thank you, Father God, that for this believer who will just seek you for their life, and you'll lead and guide them and direct them. And thank you for being able to pray in the Spirit. Thank you for being able to pray in the natural. Thank you for being able to pray, because we know that's one of the choices we need to make when we're walking the walk of faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.